one day.
You are ready to embark on a journey of lifelong learning. Lifelong Learning Barbados is back and better than ever. Classes begin from September 18th, 2023 in face-to-face and online learning formats. Expand your knowledge in ministerial studies, Christian education, and Christian counseling. Call our office at 435-4444 and request your registration package. Late registration closes on Thursday, August 31st for classes beginning in September 2023. Your journey to lifelong learning begins now.
A wonderful good morning to all of you listeners. That announcement was from the director of the Nazarene Lifelong Learning Program, encouraging you to be a part of those studies. Yes, you are tuned in to the Because He Lives broadcast on Life 97.5 FM, sponsored each week by Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. We thank you both. Well, listeners, how time flies. Already we are in the month of September. Wow! During this month, we will be blessed by presentations from four of our pastors' daughters as they share on the theme, Embracing Your Season. So today, let's listen as Kimberly Jemmott, daughter of Reverend and Sister Jemmott from the Prerogative Nazarene Worship Center, shares with us. Welcome, Kimberly. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Farley, and thank you for the opportunity to share this word. Good morning to all of you listeners. This morning, my focus will be on the season of autumn. According to vocabulary.com, autumn is the season after summer when leaves fall from trees. It is famous for its harvest times, turning leaves, darkening nights, and cooling temperatures. This cooling and falling can mimic itself in our lives through loss, which can be a job loss, health challenge, or relationships. The season of autumn teaches us so many profound lessons about life, what God is asking for us to do, and what He is longing to do in our lives. The autumn season can also be a time when God calls us to let something in our life fall away. To walk into our season unapologetically, we should get rid of everything that we are holding on to. We cannot afford to walk into our new season with excess baggage. My question for you this morning is, what are those things that you are holding on to? The first valuable life lesson that we can learn from the season of autumn is to learn to let go. This season demonstrates that it is critical to let go of the things that belong to the past. It shows us that within the cycle of life, there comes a time to let go and release those things that no longer serve us. Human nature encourages us to hold tightly to those things, and yet autumn shows us how to transition and surrender through this process. All too often, we cling to the past, hold our wounds tightly, and get fixed and locked down with certain habits or mindsets. All of these ultimately cause us more suffering. Life is happier and easier when we can flow, surrender, and let go. Trees lose their leaves, and it is both sad and beautiful, painful and necessary, morbid and inevitable. Every fall, nature goes through this melancholic transition and says goodbye to the cheerful summer version of itself. Yet, it lets it go without regrets and welcomes the change. This is an important life lesson for us to remember. If we don't let things go and we keep dwelling on the past, our personal growth stops and we eventually find ourselves stuck in life. Here are some biblical examples of Bible characters who let go. In Genesis 12:1, Abraham had to let go of the place he called home in order to receive the promised land. What if he had tried to hold on to it? What would have happened if he had refused to let go and not trust God? Moses' mom had to let go of him so that he could lead his people out of slavery. Moses had to let go of the riches of Egypt and his title of being the grandson of Pharaoh. He could have lived a life of luxury and had it easy. Hebrews 11:26 says, "He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ rather than to own the treasures of Egypt." When he let go of what was in his hands, God was able to use him for a greater purpose. Would we even know Moses' name if he hadn't let go? Think about David. He had to let go of his sheep in order to rule a nation. He let go of what was comfortable to him. He let go of the job he had known since he was a boy in order to be king. He could have looked at the greatness God had in store for him and chosen to watch sheep instead. It would have been less stressful. It would have been easier and required less faith. But he chose to let go of what he had in order to embrace what God had in store. Paul let go of his life of persecuting to be persecuted. The disciples gave up family and income. Joseph gave up bitterness to save his family and the future nation of Israel. And Jesus gave up all of heaven to walk among us, so that we could be with him one day. The story of the Bible is all about giving up what's in your hand so that you can accept more from God. Don't be selfish with what the Lord has given you. Give it back to him and he will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings you can't even contain. That's a promise he made, and it doesn't just apply to money. What are you holding on to that God has asked you to let go of? We cannot hold on to parts of us and say we have surrendered. God wants all of us. God wants us to let go of the things that are holding us. When we do, those things fall and new life comes from it. Change happens in us and through us. He reminds us that he is still there standing strong and he is still holding us up, much like the tree and the branches. He says, "Let go of it and I will hold you." Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God knows the depths of your world. He knows the depths of your hurt, the depths of your fear, the depths of your insecurities, the depths of your loss. But he promises if you let it go, he will bring new life and you will be a vessel ready to be used by your Creator. 1 Peter 5:6-10 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that in proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. And the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." We cannot accept the gift of salvation and then do it our way with our limits. Holding on to the parts of our lives we don't want to let go. Our relationship with Jesus is worth more than just a part of us. We have to let go and let God. And remember, letting go is much like the leaves that will fall in autumn. It is a sign of what is to come. Letting go is a form of surrender. To surrender means to give up oneself into the power of another. So today, whatever part you're still holding on to, I want to encourage you to surrender it and allow God to bring newness of life in you. Sometimes we forget we are natural beings and our lives also have cycles. There are times we hold on and there are times that we have to learn to let go. When we let go of the things that are no longer serving us and the people who no longer bring joy to our lives, we make room for new things to enter our lives. But while it seems beautiful for the trees to let go of all those lovely leaves, we rarely think of the letting go in our lives as being beautiful. Often, we simply view it through the lens of loss. It hurts to let go, so we hold on. Even if all we have left to hold on to are our memories of those feelings. When we have learned to let go, God transforms us inwardly, which is then radiated outwardly. Romans 12:1-2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The second valuable life lesson that we can learn from the season of autumn is learning to embrace change. First of all, autumn shows us that everything in life is changing, and in order to move forward, we need to embrace the change. As the days get colder, the nights longer, and the leaves on trees fewer, nature welcomes this new phase of its own existence. Autumn reminds us of the impermanence of life. It reminds us that change is inevitable. Autumn shows us that far from shunning change, nature achieves this transition effortlessly. Autumn shows us how to embrace change in glorious splendor. It reminds us to accept and flow with the change. Just like the falling leaves, you have to let go in order to move forward, grow, and heal. Periods of transition and change are often filled with pain and crisis, but mindset is everything. If you can surrender to that change, trust the process, and believe that God is working with you and that everything is happening for a reason, then you can see your pain and accept change in a more comfortable setting. You can also sit in the knowledge that when the time is right, you too will spring back to life and bloom again. The third valuable life lesson that we can learn from the season of autumn is that God uses change to accomplish His purpose and plan. One of the most famous examples of change in the Bible is the story of Saul's transformation. Acts 9:1-19 tells us how Saul was a persecutor of the early Christians, but on his way to Damascus, had an encounter with Jesus that changed his life forever. This encounter caused Saul to convert to Christianity, and he became one of the most significant figures in Christian history. Saul's life and ministry remind us that often God uses change to accomplish his own purposes and plans. The fourth valuable life lesson that we can learn from the season of autumn is that God uses change to do something new. God takes us into a season of change because he is ready to do something new in and through our lives. So often, we are fearful and hesitant. We dig our heels into the familiar ways and the knowns of our lives, unaware of what God is doing. It is these moments that we need to remember who our God is. He is a God who makes the impossible possible. He makes a way where there's no way. Surely, God has you in mind when you go through your seasons of change, whatever it might be. The season of autumn shows us that we should appreciate what we have. We see green leaves on trees so often that we take them for granted. It's only when they are gone that we begin to miss them. The season shows us that we should live life to the fullest. The season of autumn is a representative of the cycle of life. The leaves that are once new and green change color and eventually wither away. The season is a reminder of the impermanence of life. Finally, it shows us that we should accept bad times as well as the good. The trees may look grim and bare in autumn, but you know that they will be full of bright new shoots by the new spring. This happens year after year. In closing, let us do some self-introspection. What are those things that we have to let go of? Are you willing to embrace change? Are you willing to accept his purpose and plan for your life? It is only when you let go that God will transform you for his honor and his glory. He then uses you to accomplish his plans for your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you because you are still in the business of changing lives as long as we are determined to let go of all those things that are hindering our progress. There may be those listening to this program who may be struggling to let go of their hurt, their fears, their insecurities, but I do know that you are more than willing to help them as they cast their every care on you. So I pray that as your Holy Spirit speaks to them this morning, they will surrender their all to you and become vessels ready to be used by you for your honor and your glory in Jesus' name. As I close, may your heart be blessed and encouraged by the song, "It's a New Season" by Israel and New Breed. May God bless you.
And it's a new day. Fresh anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say, this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now, it's a season of power. Let the weak say, I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say, I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say, yeah.
It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
There's anointing. It's flowing my way.
It's flowing my way.
Can you stand it tonight? It's a to the person next to you. It's a new season. Up. No longer can he bother me, cause the creator of the universe, he fired this man, and it's transferable. My children's children shall be free. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
If you don't know, but now you need to know, it's Jubilee. But debts are canceled and children walk in victory. It's all available to you right now. Just taste and see. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
It's a new season. Get up off of your feet. Come on, sing. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a new season.
Break it on down. Take another step forward. Come on, you're in the new season. Yeah. The new millennium presents a new horizon. And no greater time for us to make a choice and take a stand. All that we need is resting in His hand. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
All that was stolen is returned to you a hundredfold. Tied in the fire, but you're coming out gold. Maybe you didn't hear me, I said. Shine in the fire, but you're coming out gold. You're coming out gold. Say you're coming out gold. How many of you tried in the fire? You're coming out gold. Grab somebody's hand and pull them. Say you're coming out gold. Say you're coming out gold. Yeah. Say you're coming out gold. All that was stolen is returned to you a hundredfold. Tried in the but you're coming out gold. Cling to His hand. Yes, to every promise. Take a hold. It's a new season.
Me.
Yeah,
it's a new.